Cooper, age 43, moved to Akiak last year when his wife was hired as a special education teacher at the local school. Residents accuse him of bootlegging and selling marijuana to adults and minors in the community. Cooper's wife was transferred to Tulaksak this year and recently moved to the village with the couple's children. Cooper says he plans to join them there. But now, a source in Tulaksak confirms to KYUK that the tribe there plans to banish him too. The source declined to be identified. According to Tulaksak Tribal Administrator Carol Charlie, Cooper's banishment from their community is still unofficial. When asked to comment on his potential second banishment, Cooper says that it would be more evidence of the power that certain families wield in the region's villages.
If they do something like that, it just goes to illustrate the extent to which these people want to manipulate situations.
Cooper also says that he doubts Tulaksak's tribal council has any evidence that he's harmed their community. He says he's never even been to Tulaksak. When his wife and children moved there, Cooper stayed behind in the Akiak teacher housing temporarily, saying he needs to deal with the family's livestock. Cooper is now living in Akiak teacher housing without a lease, and the Yupit School District plans to evict him if he does not vacate the premises by August 28th. District Superintendent Raina Hartz has not yet responded to questions submitted by KYUK. Some Akiak residents fear that Cooper isn't planning to leave. According to Akiak Tribal Council member Mike Williams Sr., locals heard that Cooper planned to move his animals to a property in Akiak. He says that he hopes Cooper will leave the village voluntarily when the school district evicts him, and that one of the reasons the council issued the banishment order was that they weren't sure he would. In addition to his banishment from Akiak and his potential banishment from Tulaksak, Cooper is also banned from flying with the airline Renfro Alaskan Adventures. According to Renfro employee Jet Selman, Cooper was involved in some kind of, quote, altercation with one of the company's pilots during the course of his family's move to Tulaksak. And it was not the only incident.
There was a couple of incidents where our pilots were treated in a very unacceptable fashion.
Cooper says that he was unaware that he was banned from Renfro and needs to call them about it. He says that the issue Selman is referring to involved a disagreement about scheduling and a misunderstanding about the transportation of Cooper's belongings to Tulaksak. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.